This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Bunch of phone lines available if you want to get on hold. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Abe will answer. Probably be like pretty polite to
he's
you.
He's been polite the last week or so.
What I've heard. It's been a little chattier with the callers.
A little chattier.
He'll get your name and where you're located, and then you can ask us anything you want. Simple as that. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Walt, who's in Atlanta. What's up, Walt?
What's up, fellas? How y'all holding up today, man?
Good.
Randy, I think I done put my foot in my mouth, man, and I gotta come clean to you, because I feel like you're kind of like an uncle, kind of like big brother type. You're going to say on the show. So I think you might be able to, like, give me some words of encouragement on this. So long story less long, what ended up happening was me and my wife, we had a good little, you know what I'm saying, little date or whatnot, vibing at the crib after the date, you know what I'm saying, sitting on the couch chilling, and we run across this video on Instagram, and it's of Kevin Samuels, and he, you know, how he does his thing, and he's running his mouth, and he's talking about, you know, how women rate themselves. And I, like an idiot, granted, we've already been sipping. I'm a little inebriated, and I say, baby, you are 8, and I love you.
Oh,
why did I say that?
Why did you say that?
Why did you say that?
I don't know. What? I don't know. Listen, when I heard myself say it, I was like, She was like, oh, really? So who the kid? I was like, dang. So she asked me that all weekend, but my question is, have you ever had a friend come through in the clutch when you put your foot in your mouth? Because later on that weekend, my frat brother comes over. She tells him the story. And his response almost kind of put her in a sense like it's back on her in a way where it's like what I said wasn't as bad. Kind of like, hey, you know, he actually kind of gave you some props.
What did he say? Because I think you're like a 6. What did he say?
No, not like a 6.
8.
No. So basically what he was just saying was like, okay, well, what do you rate yourself? Uh-huh. And she kind of was stuck in a way like, I never really thought of that. And I was just like, oh, yeah, keep going. Just, okay. Yeah. And so all in all, she was just kind of, she kind of fell back off of it a little bit. Yeah. She hadn't been she's been dogging me all week, right?
Yeah.
If I put the dishes up, she'd be like, that is a 10 effort. I wonder what
it like. That's great. All right, Walt, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, right. Dude, don't do the rape. Your wife is always a 10, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, don't ever get into that right there. You know what I'm saying? Because right there. If you would have said 9, she would have had the same damn reaction.
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah. However high the scale goes, the number.
Now, then what Walt said, that was his frat brother, right? Uh-huh. Okay, never mind. Nigga. I'm like, this is a regular friend or something. You better watch your woman.
Oh, yeah.
You better watch your woman. All right.
But frat brother can be trusted?
Frat brother can be trusted.
Okay.
Frat brother can be trusted.
What I would have said is, I thought the scale was out of 8.
pretty good.
Yeah. That's good. I just go 1-8.
That's pretty good. Now, he would have to be, and I know your wife.
He has to be dumb.
Yes, exactly. And I know Ash is not dumb.
Yeah. What's your scale out of?
Ash is not dumb.
Because the other day they ordered, or they got some like dessert or something, and they were like, it was okay. I was like, what'd you guys rate it? They were like, about a 5. And I was like, out of what? And they were like, well, I don't know, out of 10? Right. Like always? I was like, I don't know. Sometimes my scale's out of 13. You got to say what the scale's out of before you start rating
stuff.
If you
say your scale's a 13 and you say your wife's 8 on a 13.
I would never say that.
You would never say
my
that.
My wife's a 13 out of 13.
Exactly. Don't ever put your wife below a 10 in nothing. Even if her food is ass, it was great, honey.
There are certain things in life called must-lie situations.
Yes.
And those are them. I didn't know who Kevin Samuels was. I just looked him up. He's an American internet personality and image consultant.
Oh, really?
So, there you go.
But yeah, don't.
Oh, here's the main video. This is probably the one that they looked at. Delusional woman realizes she's a 6. Yeah, dang, Kevin.
Damn.
Take it easy, Kevin. All right, maybe you're 6. That's somebody else's 10.
But that's all. What did I just say? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
You said beholder, which I liked better.
Yeah. But still, man, you believe that, man? Yeah, right. Please. I'm just telling you, dude, it's okay. As a married man, I don't lie a lot to my wife, but sometimes I do. And then I'll never lie about her appearance or her cooking. But I'll lie about some other stuff. How she drives.
No, I don't lie about that.
How she drives.
I tell her I hate the way my wife drives.
Certain things like that. But yeah.
She drives like she's in a NASCAR race. Man. I call her Swish Earnhardt. All right. Shane is in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Shane. Hello, Shane.
Randy unlocked some trauma from 0506 on my singing to Duro. I was tuned back to his wife, and I had the same situation. It was Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, and I was crying to a red cup. And I don't even drink. I was crying into a red cup, 0506. I never got it back, though. She got married. And if I'd have found out, I would have crashed the wedding like Dwayne Wayne. And,
no. Baby, please.
I'd have got footprinted up, though, but I would definitely crash that wedding tripping. What was the song? How'd you get it back? And Andy, did you ever have a song, a moment like that?
Oh, yeah, lots.
Oh, man.
I never got him back,
I had to do what I had to do. I mean, my wife, she's right playing second to nobody. I was and she was right to say that to me. And so I had to get my blank together, which I did, and the rest is history. But yeah, dog, I was sad as hell down there in Miami on that damn skyscraper, toe up, toe up. Like, because, like, damn, you big dummy.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Being a big dummy.
Yeah.
Being a big dummy.
Yeah, I know. We've all been there.
Yeah, we have. We have. If you ain't, you're lying.
Yeah, we've all been there.
If you ain't, you're lying.
I just didn't come up with a good enough argument or song
to
get her back.
Yeah, dog.
I was arguing against, like, there was some odds were stacked against me a couple times.
You know when you got that good, that one, though? When you got that one, and it's like you ache.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go out and party. Party went, I was like.
Can't fill the hole.
Like, I'm about to go up. You know, because obviously, prideful man like I am. I ain't stunting that, man. Let me go out and hit these streets.
That loneliness still follows you home.
It still goes with you, dog.
Still follows you home. Brandon is in Cobb County. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, man, we all been there. It's all right. But so in honor of today being the anniversary of the first day of the Battle of Gettysburg, I'm going to kind of go history on you, right?
All right.
Sure. I know I'm a nerd. I'm sorry. So if you could go back and talk to any president in U.S. history and ask them any 3 questions, what would those questions be? Oh, and have to answer truthfully. None of the hiding national security.
Right.
All right, Brandon. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Oh, man.
I would go back and talk to Richard Nixon.
Okay, sure.
What the hell you was thinking?
It's a great question.
What the hell you was thinking?
And you have to answer truthfully.
And you
got to
answer truthfully now.
Who would be the most likely president to have information on aliens?
Wow.
Like, who was the president when all that stuff was going down at Area 51 and all that? Kennedy?
Was it Kennedy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of stuff you could ask Kennedy about.
Yeah, dog. How you get him in?
Yeah.
What tunnel was Maryland's?
Name all of them.
Yeah. I know old JFK had him a rot. You're talking about Derek Jeter roster.
Yeah, no. Nothing.
Nah, nothing.
Nothing compared to JFK.
Nothing.
I don't know. That's a great question, though. I did not know today was the first day of the Battle of Gettysburg.
I did not either.
So learn that today, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cameron's in a FedEx truck. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, what's up, guys? Y'all are having a great show today.
Thank you.
Just a little quick question. If you could travel back to any year, why, in your lifetime, not just any random year, but any year that was in your lifetime, what year would you go back to and why? I hang up and listen.
Thank you, Cameron.
What year would I go back to?
I would go back to 24.
Okay.
When I got a bunch of settlement money from a car accident.
Okay.
And then I got laid off from radio because it was 09 when the economy got all bad mm-hmm. and Clear Channel fired everybody. I was one of the people. Uh-huh. But I had a 9-month severance.
Right.
So I was getting paid 9 months to do nothing.
Right. And then you had on top of the settlement.
And some other pretty good savings because I was making decent money.
Uh-huh.
And I would just go back to that time and just make better financial decisions. That's what I would do.
That makes a lot of sense.
I would just go back and maybe I would buy some property because you could buy some property when the economy crashed for some pretty low prices.
Damn, she could.
Or whatever. I would just do a lot of things differently. Instead, I bought a big screen TV and played a lot of golf.
Oh man, I think I don't even remember how old when I this happened. I was in 26. Yeah, when right around when I made the work. I've only made a couple bad investments. The worst one ever, and you know which one it is.
Yeah.
And I'm still looking for him.
Yeah, we'll find him.
I would never ever would have invested that money in his name.
Sure.
Then, but yeah.
We'll find him.
Yeah, we're looking for him.
He's out there still.
I know he is.
We're going to cross paths someday.
Someday.
I'm going for the knees first.
Hey, dog, because it's going to be one of them. It's going to be one of them.
You don't even have to say anything. Just a look. Here we go.
It's going
to
be one of them ones.
And here's the thing.
Not been like 20 damn years.
Everyone's going to be on our side.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone hates
this
guy. All right.
Yeah.
Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? I got a question and a recommendation for y'all today.
Ooh.
So I don't know if y'all ever checked the show out, The Waterfront on Netflix.
Yes.
Great show. I'm into that right now. I think y'all will love it.
Yes.
A question for Randy specifically. I'm just not getting into the whole cigar thing, and I'm fond of it. My boy got a little thing coming up, and I'm surprised I'm getting some cigars, and we're going to chill. I want to know your recommendation and what you would pair it with to sip on. The last thing for y'all, my little cousin and my brother on the phone with me last night talking about, you know, their little girl problems or whatever. And I caught myself, I'm a happily married man. Let me preference it by saying this. Mm-hmm. I caught myself, like, talking to myself like, man, y'all some weenies. Me back in my day, boy, you don't even know what I... Has there ever been a moment you didn't talk to your son, Randy? I don't know. You probably going to get there too, Andy. You had to look at them like, y'all know who y'all talking to? Like, y'all know what I used to do back in the day? Like, y'all ever had that moment?
Thank you, Rich.
I mean, it all depends. Like, I go back to back. Somebody asked me a couple weeks ago. I've been on Padromos a lot lately, but I love Romeo and Juliet. I love Ashton cigars. Carl gave me a real smooth Rocky Patel a couple weeks ago. Love Rocky. So anyway, I'm not the one to ask what to pair with cigars because I'm not one of them. I call them snotty people. I gotta have my bourbon with this cigar. I don't give a damn. Give me some Bushin' cigars.
That's the one people sometimes have. That one that's like a snifter,
yes.
Right? And kind of
Bushin' cigars hit just as hard.
There you go, Rich.
Yeah.
That's what you pair it with.
Yeah, Bushin'
little Bush Light.
Bushin' Rocky go fine. So yeah, that all the damn time, especially because I got my boys are older now. You know, they out there. You know, I trust them. I ain't at Pawpaw. No. But, oh yeah, I got to tell them all the time because I told you, they think women just got fine because of social media. You know what I mean? Like, dog, women always been fine. You know what I mean? And it was harder for us to get them.
Yeah.
We actually had to go look at them.
Yeah, you couldn't
talk to them.
Yeah, talk to them.
Swipe.
You couldn't.
You guys are scrolling
and
swiping.
Y'all are scrolling and swiping.
And letting ChatGPT flirt for you.
Yeah, I'm like, no, we just have to
had
go
to
out
have some game back
got
in the
to
day.
And we was in there, and who was it? Because Isaiah was went out. They went out once. They went out. And so he's like, yeah, Dad, we got a section and everything like that. I was like, dude, we just had the section, but then the party was in our section, and it was girls. It wasn't 10 dudes dancing on each other, passing down the bottle. All right? It would be 5 of us, and it would be 10 girls.
Related, but like a different sort of avenue here. Do you find it hard ever when, like, all right, and maybe not so much now because they're out of the house, they're in college, all that kind of stuff, but like when they're in high school and they're younger, when discipline has to happen, but it's stuff you did?
Yes.
It's like, dang it, I can't get that mad at them because I was doing that.
There is not anything that I've gotten on my boys about that I didn't do.
Right. So did that make it easier or harder?
Harder.
Yeah.
Because you know where you're coming from.
At least you can relate.
Yeah, you're right. Because that is, especially going through this with Samson now, I'm 12.
Sure.
That is the conversation I had with Sean, Isaiah, and him. I'm obviously going to have it with Bash. She's like, dog, I've been there. I said all the time, that is my number one phrase when I'm having to have that talk with him. Dog, I've been there. I know. I was there. Okay. Right. I was there.
I've been that age before.
So, yeah, that's the one right there. Anybody out there? Wait till Jack gets there, and you were just having that conversation with him.
I've just had it flash in my mind so many times.
Yeah, that's how I was going to be.
What am I going to say?
Like, we all have done the same thing.
When he does the dumbest possible thing that I've also done 100
times.
This
is always my favorite thing because it was always a certain thing. Because we're all boys. We all did it. Mm-hmm. Clear your damn history.
Got to clear your history.
Clear your history, dog.
Although.
That's it.
Not going to have that problem right now.
Clear your history.
Can't look at anything.
You know what I mean? You know, dad, because dad was there. Dad, no. When the door locked and mama come on it, you got to, you know.
Georgia State legislator cleared your history for you.
Yeah, man. Did you check?
I checked.
You checked this morning?
Yeah, it's
gone.
It's gone. I had a couple of people DM me last night, too, like, I'll be damned. You were right. I was like, what, you think I was lying? And then you have to ask yourself that question of, like, how tech savvy am I willing to get to look, you know, and I'm not willing to get tech savvy.
There's other sites.
Yeah. I'm married.
Yeah. I mean, that's why you get married.
Do that.
But at the same time, you know, there's other sites, dog. I know. And that's one thing.
I think they're all blocked.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a while.
But they're all blocked.
But I'm all
can't confirm, not all blocked.
Ah, there it is.
Oh, Abel got it.
They're not all blocked.
There you go.
There you go, Abe.
That's the first time Abe talked all day.
All day. And they gave out the most damn information.
The best thing anyone said on the show all
but
day.
But it's true, though. Dude, you gotta treat your sites like a damn smorgasbord. Not a smorgasbord. What the word I'm looking for? A charcuterie board.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different options.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, variety.
You just can't eat salami. You gotta have, like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bruschetta and cheese.
There's definitely some
grapes and all that stuff, dog.
There's definitely some eating salami sites.
You can't have that.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A little mustard.
Yeah, man. You just gave me one of that. No one is thirsty for Thursday.
Not yet. Man, I don't know. When Randy said DeMar DeRozan is a cornrow, bare-faced brother.
Yes.
That's all I need to say. That was a good one.
I'm assuming this is talking about Hawks. It was 2.5 hours ago, but to start the show,
And he said, "That's what you supposed. That's what you've been supposed to be doing."
I did say that.
Yes,
you did. That's what you've been supposed to be doing.
Wow.
Yeah. Clear your history,
huh?
Yeah. Jared Kelnick's lasting legacy is the big dumper. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
And when you're little, you better either be funny, sing good, or ride horses.
Damn, that's awesome.
You got three options.
Three options.
You pick your lane. You go from there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.